Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 15th of October. US Federal Reserve Chair Powell reiterated the point that, for now at least, the US labour market's weakness outweighs the rise in US inflation in terms of the Fed's policy deliberations. We do not have labour market data or inflation data from the United States government at the moment, as, of course, the US government is still not functioning. This does mean that the Fed is unduly dependent on private sector data and anecdotal evidence, both of which let loose a klaxon horn of warning about data quality. But to some extent, this does not matter. Powell is used to taking decisions on the back of what is technically termed dodgy data. So, if Powell is saying that, then those views will have disproportionate impact on the course of the Fed's policy decisions, and the expectation of rate cuts has therefore been reinforced. Powell did also state that, presumably on the basis of such dodgy data as is available, firms are still not hiring and not firing. Certainly for now, fear of unemployment seems sufficiently contained that US consumers are prepared to cut their savings rate or dip into savings accounts or use credit cards to afford the higher prices that they are now being charged. China released September producer price and consumer price inflation data, both showing negative growth in year-on-year terms and overall very slightly weaker than had been anticipated. The consumer price data is of almost no international interest as it is dominated by food, which China does not export. It has marginally some bearing on the central bank's policy decision-making process. The producer price data is of limited international resonance as well, as it is influenced by domestic utility costs. The persistent deflationary tone to these releases is suggestive of a still struggling domestic sector of the Chinese economy, however. France's current Prime Minister and the associated government survived in office another day. The price of survival is the suspension of pension reforms until the presidential elections in 2027. Students of European politics will be very familiar with this technique of kicking the can down the road. It was very fashionable during the Greek fiscal crisis of a few years ago. The move will increase the fiscal deficit, but should ensure that the Socialist Party supports the government during Thursday's votes of confidence. So, an unsustainable fiscal position would seem to be the price for the possible illusion of a currently stable political position. French and Spanish final September consumer price inflation data is due for release, but these are not numbers to move financial markets. In the general data drought of the United States, the New York Empire State Survey of Manufacturing Sentiment is likely to be seized on by economists and cable news journalists with all the decorum of a pack of ravenous wolves. It does not mean that the data is any more accurate or any more reliable, just that it has a certain scarcity value. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.